Hello, and welcome to this week's Look at Action and Stunts on Film and Television. How are you? Thanks for stopping by once again. We're time travelling. This week we are in 1890s Wyoming, and it's the story of everyday folk. Well, everyday bank robbers, if the truth be known. It's critically acclaimed, it's award-winning, and it's iconic. It is Robert Redford and Paul Newman starring as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Paul Newman is Butch Cassidy, and the Sundance Kid is Robert Redford. Catherine Ross is Etta Place.
Dynamite's ready, Butch.
Well, that ought to do it.
Think you used enough dynamite there, Butch?
Most of this is true, and all of it blazes with action. You've never met a pair like Butch and Sundance.
Well, we're back in business, boys and girls.
Outlaws with style, in a class all their own.
You know, when I was a kid, I always thought I was going to grow up to be a hero.
Don't tell me how to rob a bank. I know how to rob a bank.
And anything you ask of me, I'll do. Except one thing. I won't watch you die.
You just keep thinking. That's what you're good at.
An incredible pair of rugged adventurers, creating a living legend on two continents.
But it's just one guy.
Don't you get sick of being right all the time?
They rob trains.
Stop it.
Looted banks.
Manos Arriba!
They got him up!
Ah, you're so damn smart, you read it.
And one girl shared their love and larceny.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head.
What are you doing?
Stealing your woman?
So take her.
Boy, you're a romantic bastard, I'll give you that.
Mr. E.H. Harriman of the Union Pacific put the top lawmen in the West on their trail.
They're very good!
If he'd just pay me what he's spending to make me stop robbing him, I'd stop robbing him.
They were outlaws, running out of time and out of space, and a changing world was closing in on them. From the American West to New York, to the dangerous new frontier of Bolivia.
Bolivia!
Well, he'll feel a lot better after he's robbed a couple of banks.
I'll jump first.
And you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
Well, that ought to do it.
Think you used enough dynamite there, Butch?
So, a real mixture of bits and pieces going on here. Some terrific stuff. I want to, if I may, let's take a look at one of the high points in the picture, and I mean that most sincerely and quite actually, because we are referring to the high fall that happens partway through the picture when Butch and Sundance are being run out of town. And it's an interesting situation because it's a very clever use of location, studio and optical effects, and we'll look at each of those in order. The stunt coordinator on the picture, and he's not credited, so my understanding was that Jim Arnett was responsible for the action. He was also primarily Paul Newman's double, Robert Redford doubled by Mickey Gilbert, but for this particular gag they employed the services of Howard Curtis. Howard Curtis, a very fine Skydiver and High Fall Man, and there's a number of terrific high falls in history which have got Howard written all over them. Sadly, he passed away in a skydiving accident. In point of fact, he was trying to save somebody's life. Someone who was having difficulty with a parachute. He fires himself in to the scenario to try and rectify the situation, and sadly, due to his concentration of trying to get this guy's chute open, his own chute then didn't open and he was sadly killed. So, you know, an extraordinary moment, an extraordinary situation in any walk of life, but certainly from his point of view, and regarded as one of the best, which is why he was brought into this scenario. So you have the actual location where Redford and Newman are. You have the dialogue that leads up to them jumping from the cliff. It's a conversation between two men, one who is purely focused on getting away, and the other who is very clearly focused on not wanting to die right about now, particularly by jumping off a cliff into water, bearing in mind that he can't swim. And that initial moment causes Paul Newman to burst out laughing, which my understanding was that it wasn't scripted. It was the way it was delivered. It was the way that Redford delivered that line that caused him to laugh. And then throw in the additional line at the end of it, which is "the fall will probably kill you."
Hi, I'm Rob.
I'm Simon.
And I'm James.
We want to talk about those movies. Those supposedly bad movies. Those movies that bombed.
To see if they weren't that bad after all, join us every other Tuesday on the For Your Reconsideration podcast, part of the Pod Dojo podcast network.
You can catch us on iTunes, Spotify, and all your usual podcast apps.
And it won't cost you a solitary bean, mate.
It's like it's free.
It's just like it's free.
Which in itself is huge fun to think about as well. And, you know, they have to be in a situation where they need to jump from the cliff. They are to the right-hand side of the screen, if you remember the shot. And they are jumping right to left. This will become apparent later on, but they are jumping right to left. They have to jump, physically jump, from the edge of a cliff. How do they do that? How do you do that without, you know, injuring life or limb to the two stars of the picture? Well, you go up and you build a catcher. And this was done by Jim Arnett and the team, Mickey Gilbert included. They go up to the cliff and they allow a 10-foot drop. And this will enable the actors to drop out of shot and giving the editor enough time to then put in an additional shot for the stuntmen leaving the top of the cliff, right? So we'll cross that in a minute. So that's what they do. They build a scaffolding tower. And at the top of that tower, which is 10 feet from the edge of the cliff where the two stars are going to jump, they have boxes and they have pads. And the two of them then leap from that into the boxes. Job done. Happy with that? Super. Now, Mickey Gilbert had then realized that, of course, you know, we can't do it at this location, because the water down there, A, it's not deep enough. From here, it's not going to work. You need to have a deeper location. And he finds one at the Paramount Ranch. And there is a pond at the back of the Paramount Ranch. And, you know, they dig down a bit and they manage to get themselves into a situation where they can get vehicles down there. And they then decide to put some outboard motors down there, and they put some machinery under the water that will aerate the water. Now, what I mean by that is that it will create bubbles underneath, and it will then create bubbles on the surface. You'll get foam on the surface. If you've ever seen high board diving, not so much indoor high board diving, but particularly the Red Bull guys and girls, you've seen those cliff jumping. And if you look at the landing area, there is there are hoses in the water and they are aerating the water. Why are they doing that? Because if you hit the water with bubbles in it, it does make the landing a touch easier to deal with. It's not something that you're in a situation where it's going to hit like concrete, like, you know, really heavy stuff. If you're in diving or jumping into the water and there's lots of bubbles in the water, it does tend to make that drop simpler. Now, you bear in mind that it's an 80-foot fall into 18 feet of water, 18 feet of water. And what you don't want to do when you hit that water is go straight down. Hopefully what that the quantity of bubbles will do is will assist you to change your body position when you hit the water and then level you off, because you don't want to hit the bottom. That's the last thing you want to do. So most importantly, as far as that's concerned, they want to make the jump simpler for them. Mickey Gilbert will be doubling Robert Redford and Howard Curtis will be doubling Paul Newman. They find that the additional situation is that the location has been photographed. It's photographed and it is then taken back to the studio and placed on an optical glass and effectively transferred on, or additionally painted on. So you've got it in exact location, but it's on the glass. The glass is then put in front of the camera, giving the impression that they are filming the same location, right? So it's done at a different location, but the glass painting, the matte painting that's on the glass, or matte photograph in this instance, is giving the impression that they are there and watching at the same time. Now, importantly, perspective has to be taken into consideration. We've talked about this before. There is a podcast and a video in collection with perspective, and because of where the camera is and because of the size of the stunt performers, they need to be back far enough so it gives the impression that they are leaving from the top of the cliff and not just jumping out of a crane, which is what they're doing. So they have to go up far enough and back far enough to be right on the spot where it looks like they're on the top of that cliff. Now, that happens to be 80 feet in the air, and the crane is manually positioned so far back, and then the camera is put so far forward, enabling that gap and everything to work itself out. They also are jumping, in this instance, from left to right. Just for the purpose of this, that's where that happened to be. And it doesn't really matter, because they're just going to switch the painting round. They're going to switch the optical round afterwards. So they jump from the crane into the water, leaving left to right, and they drop down into the water. Then at a later stage, what happens is in the studio, they flip that piece of footage, and it looks as though when you put everything together, you have the actors leaving the cliff, jumping into the catcher, and then you have the stunt guys leaving the crane, or the top of the cliff in this instance, into the water. It's incredibly impressive to look at. It is very, very clever from a physical perspective. The jump itself is very good, and you've got to hit your mark absolutely in the right spot, otherwise you'll injure yourself. But also from a photographic point of view, it is a very clever thing to do. Back in 1969, remember, you know, this is not your CGI period. This is a very practical thing that they've done right in the middle of filming. It's an old school idea, and it still works to this day, done properly. But back then, they didn't really have an alternative. So they were in a situation whereby they drop that in, and then it creates the right image, and then the blend of the edit makes everything work beautifully together. There is a moment, of course, after that where they have to be seen disappearing off down the rapids, and that was filmed a little further back at the location, but slightly further downstream. So there was an option for them to be able to get from one place, from the top to the bottom, but quite a bumpy ride by all accounts. But a very, very clever piece of work, and the movie's littered with them. There's a number of wonderful, wonderful things to take a look at. We're going to do that on Friday. We're going to have an overview of the film, a couple of great moments, and we will highlight a few more bits and pieces that are going on. But that's it for now. So we're going to leave you with that. And if you've enjoyed that, go and explore the rest of the Pod Dojo network. They're responsible for the podcast. If you're not already subscribing to this channel, go ahead and do so. What's the worst that could happen? And then when you're finished with that, you can go and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Many thousands of people have, you know. It's the thing they like to do on a Friday morning, is get their fill of the stunt world. And we'll do it all again on Friday, and hopefully you will join us there for that. Until then, it's bye for now.